It's my great pleasure to welcome to WBJC our good friend Jim Harp to talk about what else but opera. And the Maryland Opera and a special production taking place. Jim, welcome back to WBJC. Good to be with you. Tell me a little bit about Puccini at the Pendry.
I am so excited about this. Pendry, Puccini is, of course, one of my idols. And what we are doing with Maryland Opera in our initial phase is we're doing opera-themed events in destination locations. And this program on April 7th at 3 p.m. will be some of Puccini's greatest music. And this is not really opera light. These are significant portions of these operas staged and costumed with chamber orchestra accompaniment. For instance, La Boheme, we're going to have the finale of Act 1, the beautiful arias and the O Suave Fanciulla duet, complete Act 3, the crux of the opera where the friends are pouring out their heart to each other. Then a lot of excerpts from Tosca, of course, the beautiful Act 1 love duet, but we are including the finale of the opera where she jumps in the very end.
Yeah. And this is kind of unusual. Instead of presenting one entire opera, you present some of the best of several operas when you do these programs, right?
Well, indeed. And I think it's a nice way for people to be introduced to these operas who maybe not know it. But also for those of us who do love the art form, there's always something to be seen from these different operas coming together. We have Boheme, also Tosca, and then some selections from Edgar and Turandot as well.
Oh, wow. So, you know, the first time I ever experienced opera live, I'd never been to an opera before. I was living in Corpus Christi, and they were doing a scaled-down version of La Boheme there at the university, and it was just with piano accompaniment, but it was staged and costumed and staged, and I went actually to write a review. The singer who was in charge was asked me if I'd write a review for the newspaper, and I tell you, it was my first experience with opera, and I fell in love with it. You know, it you got to see it. You got to believe it. And this is just with piano.
Well, certainly Boheme is a wonderful first opera for somebody to go to. Boheme really is kind of singular in the entire operatic canon because it's the one opera that mirrors ourselves the most. I mean, you cannot go to a production of Boheme in any way and not see yourself and the people that you know and love in it as well. It's always profoundly moving.
It always is, and I think you're right. It tells a story. It tells a contemporary story, even contemporary to our time.
Well, you know, the great composers, everything they wrote is always new. Tosca, all of these operas, they are ever new when we hear them because they're just, it's such universal appeal. And they're also works of complete genius.
Oh, well, absolutely. Now, you will be pianist and leading the orchestra, and your stage director, and jack of all trades.
Yes, I love it so much.
Well, I know you do, and you do such a wonderful job. Now, tell me date and time.
This is April 7th at 3 p.m. in the Sagamore Pendry Baltimore Ballroom. It is so beautiful, you can't believe it. The corner of Thames, I think they say in Baltimore.
Right.
Thames and Broadway, and there's a ballroom which has been completely restored, and to hear this incredible music in this gorgeous setting is just going to be a spectacular experience.
April 7th at what time again?
3 p.m. Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon. What a great way to spend a Sunday. And a phone number and website for more information, James?
Phone number is 410-591-2853, www.marylandopera.org.
My guest, James Harp with Maryland Opera. James, thanks so much for coming down, and good luck with this really exciting program.
Thanks. Baltimore and Maryland deserves great opera and great art.
And they're getting it. Thanks so much.
Thanks.